The bill sponsored by Republican Congressman Rob Bishop would allow for the sale of 30 acres of federal land to the company that owns Canyons Resort. Supporters of the project say it will create jobs and lower traffic congestion in the canyon. But Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says closer inspection shows the public's interest in protection of its municipal watersheds, habitat, and diverse recreation is not considered.
We have invested enormous resources to protect those watersheds and to still allow for a wide variety of uses. We've been able to do that by very carefully considering proposals.
During a meeting of the House Natural Resources Subcommittee on National Parks, Forests, and Public Lands, which Bishop chairs, a member of the subcommittee asked Becker if he believes the studies done on behalf of the Canyon Ski Resort, alleging the benefits of the lift, are reliable.
The analysis that our folks have done to date does not place much credence in them, both in terms of the quality of the studies and in terms of the breadth of the studies that are needed for a proposal like this.
Gregory Smith, acting deputy chief of staff for the U.S. Forest Service, also told the subcommittee the project requires a more rigorous vetting process. He agreed with Becker that the lift would diminish watershed protections and tarnish the alpine backcountry.
We always would go through the public process and in an environmental analysis, in particular in something like this. We think this legislation would limit us in that opportunity to do that.
Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon also opposes the project, but the proposal has a supporter in County Councilman Michael Jensen. He told the subcommittee there is a growing need for transportation between the two resorts, and the proposed ski lift is a unique solution. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.